From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for the 22nd day of July, 2013. I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather outlook for northwestern Connecticut, western Massachusetts, east-central New York, and southern Vermont. Isolated non-severe thunderstorms will be possible this afternoon and evening across portions of the region. Any thunderstorm should move from southwest toward northeast at around 10 miles an hour. There is a chance for non-severe thunderstorms late tonight. A combination of increasing moisture and relatively light winds aloft could lead to slow-moving heavy downpours. This could lead to pounding of water in low-lying poor drainage and urban areas. Isolated flash flooding could occur in areas where heavy showers and thunderstorms repeatedly occur. For today, the National Weather Service is forecasting scattered showers with thunderstorms also possible after noon, mostly cloudy with a high near 84. For Monday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms, then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 a.m. Some of those storms could produce heavy rain. It will be cloudy with a low around 66. We'll run down the long-range forecast in a moment, but first, here is the weekend review. Some of the stories that made the news from July 18th to July 21st. Parry Teasdale reported in the Columbia paper that Chatham Village Mayor Tom Curran has confirmed that Schuler Companies has purchased Chatham Plaza from the Morristown, New Jersey-based real estate firm, the Hampshire Companies. Chatham Plaza is the site of the Price Chopper Market. Schuler is a Latham firm that recently prevailed in a contentious fight to build a new 44,000-square-foot supermarket just over the village line in the town of Ghent, directly next door to the store's current location. Construction on the new market has not yet begun. According to Ghent officials, the company intends to build a connector and sidewalk between the plaza and the new store. That full story was in the Columbia paper. Jessica Morsier reported in the Daily Mail that the Greene County Industrial Development Agency is moving forward with plans for the development of a new business park. Fountain Flats Park would be developed on approximately 100 acres of IDA-owned lands in the town of Coxsackie, located between Bronx Mill Road and U.S. Route 9W. It is the site formerly intended to be the location for a large commercial greenhouse complex proposed by Fernlia. The IDA projects the creation of 150 to 250 jobs upon the completion of the business park. A public hearing on the proposal will be held at 6 p.m. on July the 31st at the Village of Coxsackie office. That full story was in the Daily Mail. The Galvin Foundation announced last week the recipients of its third round of grant awards totaling more than $300,000. The funds were rewarded to 21 groups that provide a variety of services in the Hudson community. The largest award in the amount of $150,000 was made to the Columbia Green Partnership Academy, also known as The Bridge. The funding will underwrite the cost of enrolling 25 Hudson City School District students in the academy. Other recipients included the Columbia Green Hospital Foundation Child Advocacy Center, the Hudson Opera House, the Hudson Proud Foundation, the Stanley B. Keith Social Justice Center, and the Hudson Fire Department. The foundation began operations in January of 2012. Its stated mission is to improve and enhance the quality of life of all Hudson residents. Finally, the Daily Freeman reported the former executive director of Ulster Green ARC has been appointed by Governor Andrew M. Cuomo as acting commissioner of the state office for people with developmental disabilities. Laurie A. Kelly served in the private not-for-profit agency for 14 years prior to her resignation on July the 2nd. Todd McNutt, president of the board of directors at Ulster Green ARC, called Kelly, and I quote, a visionary. Ulster Green ARC was founded in 1956 by families in Ulster and Green counties who insisted that their children with disabilities have the same opportunities as anyone else. That full story was in the Daily Freeman. So the weather forecast for today is for scattered showers with thunderstorms also possible afternoon. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 84. For Monday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms, then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 a.m. Some of those storms could produce heavy rain. It will be cloudy with a low around 66. For Tuesday, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm. Some of those storms could produce heavy rain. It will be cloudy with a high near 74. Tuesday night, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 8 p.m. Then showers and thunderstorms likely mainly between 8 p.m. and midnight. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 65. For Wednesday, Isolated showers, partly sunny, a high near 83 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 59. And for Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 81 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 62. Sunrise this morning was at 5:39 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:24 p.m. The total length of the day, 14 hours and 44 minutes. A decrease in 4 minutes since Friday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Monday, the 22nd day of July 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.